Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Will you marry me? I may not have much, but I have a call of God. Oh, sister, 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 I'm gonna be a man of God. I'm gonna preach the word, yeah. I'm gonna serve the Lord. Oh, come with me and marry me as I seek the Lord. Oh, 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 marry me. Give me a chance and it will work, it will work. Yeah, it's gonna be a good life as we serve the Lord together. He will take care of us. It will be well with us. It's gonna be a good life as we serve the Lord together. It will be well with us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. Oh, it will be well with us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. Whoa, whoa. Sister, 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 don't listen to your friends who criticize me. It's only jealousy. Sister, 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 please listen to your God. Oh, follow the Spirit, yeah, and He will lead you, and you will be blessed. Don't judge me by what people say, but look inside. Oh, oh, look deeper. See my heart for God and have faith in God, faith in God. Oh, it's gonna be a good life as we serve the Lord together. Oh, He will take care of us, yeah. It will be well with us. It's gonna be a good life. We serve the Lord together. Oh, 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 He will take care of us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. Oh, He will take care of us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. Oh, sister, 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 don't be afraid to say yes. Oh, I know I may not have much. I don't come from a rich family. Oh, oh, sister, sister, fear not, only seek the Lord. Marry me, give me a chance, and it will work, it will work, it will work, it will work. It's gonna be a good life as we serve the Lord together. Take care of us, yes it will. It will be well with us. Whoa. It's gonna be a good life as we serve the Lord together. Oh, He will take care of us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. Oh, it will be well with us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. It's gonna be a good night as we serve the Lord together. Yeah, 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 yeah. He will take care of us. Come on, yeah. It will be well with us. I know, I know, I know. It's gonna be a good life as we serve the Lord together. Take care of us. We have a future as we serve the Lord. Oh, oh, it will be well with us. We have a future as we serve the
Beloved is mine. He's drawing me after him. His love is stronger than wine. Because of thine ointment, the virgins love thee. She's stirring me up, daughter of Jerusalem. But do not stir up. Do not stir up. Do not stir up. My love, my love, my love. Oh, oh, oh. How beautiful you are, my darling. Thou art fair. Your eyes are like doves. Your lips are like lilies. Your hair like a flock of goats, your teeth like a flock of sheep. She is stirring me up, daughter of Jerusalem. But do not stir, do not stir up, do not stir up. My love, my love, my love. Oh, 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 oh. Do not stir up. Do not stir up. My love, my love, my love. Your neck like a tower. Your two breasts are like twins. You are beautiful, oh my love. How pleasant you are. Your cheeks like a bed of roses, your hair like gold. She is stirring me up, daughter of Jerusalem. But do not stir up, do not stir up. Stir up. No, no. they have overcome me. You are beautiful, my love. How pleasant you are. Your right hand embraces me. Your voice overcomes me. She's stirring me up, daughter of Jerusalem. Do not stir up. Do not stir up. No, no. Do not stir up. My love, my love, my love. No, 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 no. Do not stir up. Do not stir up. Of Jerusalem, do not stir up my love, no, no, until he please. There's a time for love, this is not the time. When it pleases him, we will share our love, but do not stir up, no, 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 no. Stir up. Do not stir up my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Do not stir up. Do not stir up. Do not stir up my love, my love, my love. Oh, no. Do not stir up. No. No, don't do it. Do not stir up my love, my love, my love. Do not stir it up. Do not stir up. Oh, oh, oh. Do not stir up. All around in my neighborhood, he said I was the prettiest girl he'd ever seen. You're sweet, so sweet, so sweet. He said you are the one. You're sweet, so sweet, so sweet. I was at work one day, he came to visit me. He waited and took me home. He said nice things to me. You're nice, so nice, so nice. My pastor said to me, you cannot be unequal in your twin with unbelievers. And then he said to me, you must be led by God. You can just fall in love following your feelings. God be Jesus. He promised me and other girls, he promised to marry them too. But he lied to all of us. He said, you are the one. But he lied to all of us. Woo-hoo! I prayed and prayed that he would come to me. I really wanted to marry a really nice guy. He came, wrapped me, wrapped me. I thought he was the one, but the word of God is always right. Always right. Light and darkness, they cannot mix at all. Call me J, she was so exciting, but he was not a Christian, a genuine Christian. My pastor said to me, the word of God is true. What has a light got to do with darkness? Your body is the temple of the Lord. So don't give yourself to boys like God. He promised me and other girls, he promised to marry them too. You to feel the heaven burned my heart when I broke my heart. It really hurt. It's the breakup of my relationship. It's a broken heart once again. He said that I don't love him much. He said he cannot feel my love. And he said, I'm leaving you.
So be careful, careful, careful.
I beheld among the simple ones. Behold a young man, void of understanding, passing by. He's in the street. He went all the way to her house. Oh yeah. So she kissed him. Darling, let me take you to my room until the morning. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all cost, or you will pay the price. Sheila, hunting for the life of God's anointed. So be careful, careful, careful. So she charmed him, and he followed her to her house. She was excited, sexy and delicious just to see. Like an ox, she led him to the slaughter of his life. Oh yeah, and like a fool, he gave away his soul to this woman. It's for his life. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all cost, or you will pay the price. Sheila, hunting for the life of God's anointed. So be careful, careful, careful. Do not desire after her beauty, and do not be tempted by her beauty. She hunts for the precious life. Ah! Oh, child of God, listen to the word of the Lord. That will save you from a stranger woman, oh yeah. One dead man, many mighty men has she slain. Oh yeah, how's the way going all the way down to hell? God wants to save you. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all cost, or you will pay the price. Sheila, anointed, so be careful, 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 careful. Sheila, strange woman, you must avoid her at all cost, or you will bear the price. A strange woman, hunting for the life of God's anointed, so be careful, careful, careful. Thank you. is the day that the Lord has made. Let you and I be all one. With each rising sun, you are here by my side. You are more than a dream come true. To have you, to hold you, to love you, to pray, to share with, to care with, to hold hands and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice with you. This is the love that the Lord has made, that you and I, we are one. Oh, love's mystery is unfolding today, written for us in the sun. Oh, for better or worse, for richer or poor, each day that passes, I'll love you more. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice with you. This is the day.
From the cup in your hand, lay back again.
your heartbeat. 'Cause this love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. Oh, overwhelming. Your love is overwhelming. From the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat, yeah, 'cause this love is so deep, it is more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. I wanna sing from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat and say, your love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming, it's overwhelming, it's overwhelming, it's overwhelming.
Amen. How many of you have been blessed by the ministration? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Word of God. How many of you have missed revival at 7? Tonight, I believe God is going to revive us. I believe we are going to have an encounter with the Lord. And if you are excited about that, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our Father to the pulpit, Bishop Dagwood.
See the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thanks for the great blessing you give to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Colossians chapter 3. I just want to make a point here. It says in verse 16, it's one of the memory verses that you need to have. Is that Bishop Saki? I see. Wow. You're welcome. Now, one of the memory verses that we have is Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs. You teach by a song. You admonish by a song. Amen. And you teach and admonish with spiritual songs one another. And you makes the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So spiritual songs help the word of God to dwell in you richly. So when Ida is singing about Sheila, she's thinking about Proverbs. Proverbs 6 and 7 about a strange woman directly. They are all quotations. They are the words in the Bible. So the word of Christ dwells in you richly. And then you are admonished and you are taught, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Ephesians 1 says singing and making melody. You are singing with grace. And singing with grace means you should sing well. You can't always go off key. You get what I'm saying? Sing with grace. You can't sing a funny song. You must sing with grace in your hearts. Is that fantastic?
Fantastic.
I acknowledge the presence of the bishops who are here. Bishop Ogo, Bishop Kapos, Bishop Okomensa. I'm sure there are some more here. But you are all welcome. Bishop Saki, of course. It's a blessing. Amen. Now this morning I told the people who came to chair that if the service is too long, they should go to other branches or other churches. So I want you to know that we don't really have time restraints here. So those of you who are visiting with us, I hope it's not too long for you. We are happy. There's no stress. Ask your neighbor, are you stressed? This place will distress you. And those who didn't come to church because the church is hot, our air conditioning is coming very soon. You keep watching. All those who avoided the heat, you'll be ashamed when the cool air starts blowing all over. Now, tonight is just a short message. And the title of my message is, What is in the Oil? What is in the oil? Exodus chapter 30, verse 23. Exodus chapter 30. Now, moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices, of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels. All right? And then of cassia, 500 shekels, and after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin, oh, this is in an amount. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary, and it shall be an holy anointing oil. What is in the oil? Well, you can see the answer is right there. In verse 23, thou shalt, in verse 23, take thou also unto thee principal spices. So I want to share with you about principal spices that are found in olive, in the anointing oil. What are principal spices? Principal means the main spices. The main spices. Now, anytime people were anointed in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, you find out that something changed radically about them. Right? And that radical change that came about them and that came on their lives is what defined their future and defined everything about them. All right? Now, when it says principal spices, then it means there are also minor or non-principal spices. Spice speaks of what guides, directs, and the main things. Okay? So the anointing oil is something that you must seek for. You must seek to be anointed. Because when you are anointed, you know, major changes come into your life. And the main spices are the main things you should be looking for. Because it's like this, the question is like, what is in the oil that when it was poured on this man, he changed so much that we cannot recognize the person? All right? And so the Bible is full of answers. So what was in the oil for Saul when he was anointed? 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be the captain?" All right? Over his inheritance. So you see here, you know, a major change coming over a nobody. And you see that because he was anointed, major changes coming into his life. So expect major changes in your life to come about because of the anointing. Because there's something in it. There's something in it. All right? Because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance. So, leadership and the ability to be the head or the leader. You know, when you are the leader, you have to know what to do. You know, people don't tell you what to do. You must know what to do. And when you go out on the mission field, you are there and like you sort of need to know what to do. I remember when we had this major funeral in church when Bishop Saki's wife died. You know, I always remember being in my office upstairs at the cathedral, and you know, I was used to going to funerals where things are happening and you attend. But they were calling me, what should we do next? And suddenly I was the one who was in charge of a funeral. And I had to know what to do. So what should we do now? Everything, I have to know it. That's what it means to be the captain. You must know, we are doing this now. This is the next thing to do. This is what we have to do now. This is the next important thing to do. And that's what it means to be the captain. It depends on you what people are going to do. You go forward, they go. You go back, they go back. You go left, they go left. It's up to you. And when you are the captain over his inheritance, people depend on you to know what is right and to do what is right. That's what it means to be the captain. And the anointing makes you the captain. He told him, because the anointing is upon you. It is because... we kissed him, but the kiss was not the main thing. It was the anointing. He said, it's because the Lord has anointed you to be the captain over his inheritance. You know, so there are many of us, God designs and destines you to be the captain. But, you know, it may not look like that in your family. But to be the captain, to know what to do. And you can see in poverty-stricken places that there are captains who don't know what to do. And that is why it's just left waste. So today, You know, and I'm saying this, you know, I told you in the morning, you know, don't come here expecting to hear philosophies of men laced with scriptures that give you mental pleasures. You are not here for mental pleasures. Are you here for mental pleasures? To tickle your fancies? Droplets of scriptures. No. That's not why we are here. I'm not here to teach you networking and leveraging and what have you. No. If that's what you want, please don't come here in the evenings. Please don't come. It's a spiritual meeting. And we believe in spiritual things. How can somebody like me be a captain over his inheritance? It's by the anointing. And you see, when you talk about prince, it's really the prince. You know, unfortunately, there's so many rounds to go before I come to the principal spices. I want to talk about the principal spices. The main things in the anointing. And I'll show you. Your job is in the anointing oil. Your money is in it. Hey. Now, when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and it's still there in Israel. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest out to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Now notice verse 3. Then thou shalt go forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain, and thou shalt meet three men, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, one carrying a bottle of wine. They will salute you. After that, you shall come to the hill of God. And it shall come to pass when thou come to the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets, and they shall prophesy. And verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Hallelujah. So I believe that the anointing turns you into another man, and you begin to prophesy beautifully. Now, what is in the oil? Because it's like magic. Charlie, the guy changed though. He totally changed. What was in the oil for David? 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. And I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. So David also, oil came his way, and he was anointed in 1 Samuel. So the question is, what is in the oil? Do you understand the question I'm asking? What is in this oil that so much change comes about? Amen. Verse 13. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah, the principal spices. What came over David? What happened to David? That's why in Psalm 89, he refers to himself as thou hast chosen one amongst the holy ones, and thou hast anointed him with oil. I found David, my servant, with my holy oil, I have anointed him. I found him and anointed him. His brothers were looking at him like that. And he was chosen and he was anointed. What is in the oil? Principal spices. Principal spices are in the oil. That's what's in the oil. Principal spices. You see it. Luke chapter 4. What was in the oil for Jesus? Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. So when God anoints you, what happens? The Spirit of the Lord comes, and verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. So, principal spices are... You see, and if you look back at Exodus, the first scripture that we use, it says, you will mix these principal spices, and then in the end, you get a holy ointment. Yes, a holy ointment. A holy ointment. An ointment compound after the art of apocalypse. It will be a little thicker. All right? And it shall be an holy anointing oil. Now, when you have an eye infection, you know, there are two ways you can treat it. I'm sure the eye doctors will know better. There are always professors around. But you can put ointment on the eye. They usually have this chloramphenicol ointment. Or you can put drops. But the difference is that the drops come out. So when you want it to stay on the eye longer, you use the ointment. Professors, is it correct? I have so many professors around. I see them everywhere. So when you want the thing to stay on, you use the... But it's the same medicine. But one is thicker and stays on more, longer. All right? So... it is the mixing of the spices. Oh, I see some of the wonderful bishops here. Beautiful. Sister Simone and all the powerful people. Bishop Steve, you're all welcome. And I assume all titles, all other important people here. Now, the ointment is made up of the oil mixed with the principal spices, which are the main gifts. Now, how many want anointing? The anointing to be on your life. Yeah. So when you are desiring the anointing, you get it. It is the main thing in it that you are looking for. Now, if you take, excuse me to use this example, but I can't think of anything better. So excuse me, you are all been in church for some time, so you understand the examples. I'm not trying to be funny. But if you take semen, semen, right, you find that, I mean, I remember one brother, he had so many girlfriends and so on, but when he got married, and after some time, they were not having a child and all that. So eventually, what happens is that you take the semen to look into it, to see what is in it. Sometimes it lacks vitamin C, like simple ascorbic acid, which would strengthen the tails of the sperms. One of the treatment of infertility is vitamin C. Yeah. You know, yeah. Strengthen the tails of your sperms. If your sperms' tails are weak, vitamin C is one of the good treatments. Yes. Yes. Can boost up your strength. Because the strength have a long way to go. Like they travel hundreds of miles for their size. You know, it's like they travel hundreds of miles. It's a very long journey. So if they are not strong swimmers, that's why you have millions and only one impregnates. Because it's such a race. And they keep on jostling, pushing each other out of the way. So the strongest guy, that was you, came on the scene. And there were girls competing with boys. And if you are a girl, it means the girl beat the boys. Yes. I mean, any girl who is alive, you are a powerful girl. Because you beat 40 million boys in a long race to this life. Yes. Long distance. Hundreds of miles. And you were first. It's the first time you passed an exam. It's the first race you won in this life. Are you still around? So now, when you check the semen, I remember, you know, and you check it and you find no sperm, not even one. It's called azoospermia. Not even one. So it's actually that sperm. So sperm is different from semen. Do you see? Sperm is different from sperm. Is like the seed, the sperm that's waving. You find not even one, but you have semen. You have something that comes, but inside, what you really need, the principal thing, is not there, and it's something that happens. Some people have that condition, and if you stay around long enough, you meet it. Yes. Don't let me say something, oh, that you wouldn't want me to say. I can say something, you will not be happy with what I'll say just now. It's not everything that you make fun or light. So what I'm saying is that's the main element. Yeah. So when you talk about the anointing, you know, when you understand things, you keep looking for the right things. That's how come today people are able to take semen and extract the sperm, which cannot be seen. Eh? And take one out of 40 million and use it to impregnate somebody outside the body and put it back into the body. Because of understanding of what they are dealing with. But they understand exactly what they need from that thing. Yeah. You see, when you understand what you are dealing with, then you can start taking things. So what I'm talking about here in the anointing is what exactly is the main thing in the anointing. Are you with me? Yeah. And you see here, it's called the principal spices or the main things, the main spice of the anointing. That is what, because before that is just oil. Used for frying, for cooking, for whatever. But you make it into a special ointment after the art of the apothecary. The apothecary is where they make ointments and so on. So it's like the art or the special way of making medicine. People who make medicine. So you make it specially. But the bottom line is that it's the spices within it. Now, today, we love to anoint with oil and all that, but really what you need is to be anointed by the Lord. So you can receive oil but not be anointed. You can also receive oil and be anointed. You have to become like Jesus, where he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me." He has to anoint you. So, and when he anoints you, expect the principal spices. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, you see the principal spices right there. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. Wow. Now he ascended. But what is it that he also ascended? In verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, and teachers, some evangelists. These are the main gifts that you can receive in the anointing. The main gifts, these five things are the main principal gifts you can receive. Yeah. There are other spices, but the main ones, you know, and you must seek to enjoy or receive of the main principal spices that characterize the anointing and even anointed people. These are the main things. The main things, the main gifts. Hallelujah. So as you keep coming to the service, as you keep listening, you must aim to be experiencing one of the main, you see, it's like it says semen. What do we want in it? We want the seed. And if it's not there, what, you just got oil? What's the point of becoming oily? You have to go and wash your clothes if you don't have any of the main things. And these are the main things. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor. He said he gave gifts. And everybody knows, the whole church, these are the main gifts. The teacher. Everything hinges on these five gifts. All the others, even if you are in the helps ministry, you need one of these people to help. You have nobody to help if you don't have a pastor to help, or a teacher to help, or an evangelist to help, or an apostle to help. It's the main thing. So everyone must aim and seek the main principal gifts to walk in it. So you are here. You say, Lord, I want to know, like, I just feel powerful. Oh, powerful about what? Powerful about what? What are you going to do with power? Power for what? The power is directed in five main channels. And every one of you must seek to see this really practically being manifested supernatural. You see, each of these is a supernatural thing. I'll show you. The apostle is supernatural. Apostle means to be sent. But I don't want to go into scriptures. So let's just look at it generally. The apostle is somebody who builds churches. Look, to build a church, take it from me, it's not a small thing to build a church. Especially to start a church. Yes. Let's talk about starting. It's easy to be here. Also, Lighthouse, First Love, everybody knows. Oh, we're starting a branch. That's not what I mean. Being in a branch is not the same as being an apostle. Standing alone in a country, nobody knows you, and you start from zero, like Bishop Apache I sent to Mozambique. He had to learn the language as well. A language you don't know, and start zero from zero. Yeah, 0.0. and start to build up. If you do, you see, and it is because people don't look for supernatural power. That's why you send them on a mission and they can't do it. Yeah, these are not, you see, every one of these things has a secular correspondent, if you like. Well, let's take Apostle. So he's a pioneer. He's a pioneer. He's a founder of a university. We have people, Ashesi University being founded by somebody. Oh? Yes, there are people who start schools, mention schools, not rich. Lyceum, Rich Church, something Montessori, Morning Star. Yeah, all these, are they apostles because they started things? Some have started banks. Whilst I've been alive, I've watched Fidelity Bank. The person who started Fidelity Bank is my friend. I was in school with him in the same house. And other banks, Data Bank, this bank, Cal Bank. I was there when they were started. Are they apostles? I was here when NDC was started as a political party. NDC, it was not in Ghana. We were here practically. There was PNDC and then it became NDC. And then they used to write NDC, then brackets P on the side. Is he Apostle Rollins? Is he an apostle because he started a party? We were here practically when NPP started. What was it before? I don't know what they do. PFP. Huh? PFP and UNC. Progress Party. Then it became NPP. But anyway, whether we were here when it started. It wasn't like it started ever. We were here. Are they apostles? So starting something doesn't make you an apostle. Pastors. Apostles. Pastors. You know, a pastor is somebody who is a shepherd, overseeing. We have vice chancellors, headmasters, principals, district superintendent, municipality secretary. What do they call them? Municipal chief executive, MCEs, district chief executives. Are they pastors? Chiefs, are they pastors? Teachers, we have school teachers. School teachers, lecturers, are they teachers? Is it these five gifts? Not at all. Prophesy, prophets. Look, you can predict. What is the man's name who always predicts elections? Ben Efson. Is he a prophet? I think his prediction failed this time. Banks have entire offices for what?
Financial prediction.
Financial prediction. They predict this is going to happen. Even the one that's going to, currency is going to go up, down, they are always saying it on it. Are they prophets? And then what? Evangelists. People who are giving good news or news. Those who are advertising, marketing, promoting TV3, GTV, giving news, multimedia. Are they evangelists? There is a supernatural thing. When it comes on you, you see that it starts to take you forward. And the principal spices, you must have the five principal spices in front of you like this. I've always had these five principal spices before my eyes. Yes. And even today, you know, I pray about 10 talents that I believe God has given me. 10 talents. I will not tell you what the 10 talents are. But these five things are always before me. And my need to fulfill what God has given me in them. Shepherding, pastoring. I want to feed more sheep and look after people. It's supernatural. God has supernaturally given me a care, interest. You see, I'm interested in things which naturally I shouldn't even be interested. I shouldn't even know about. Things supernaturally, excuse me to use the wrong word, pain me. Do you understand the English I'm trying to speak? Lack of English. Supernaturally. Yes. Supernaturally. I'm talking about being a shepherd. When you are looking for anointing, you shouldn't be looking for, be serious. You shouldn't be looking for me to oil you. Are you an engine? You must be looking for principal spices. Real things that, so that we can see the supernatural shepherding.
Keep preaching, Bishop.
Yes. Supernaturally. Caring for the people. Caring for the people. Caring. A shepherd, Jesus, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Look after my sheep. The Lord's inheritance. It's not about being a pompous master, Lord of whatever. Come on. Seek for the supernatural and gathering. People gather. When you stand, they gather. When you stand, they gather. This morning we had almost 5,000 people here in this morning service. Yes. They gather. Yes. Supernaturally. So you can't be praying for the wrong things. Looking at the wrong things. You have to be looking clearly to see that have this spice come on me or not. Including the girls. Including the girls. I know a lot of girls are given the ministry of helping. But I'm showing you the main things. So it should show you that many of the girls are not the main thing. Some are. Some are. To be given a supernatural care and love. Love. You know, the main thing I can say is if you don't have supernatural love for people, you are not a pastor. Like that spice is not on you. Where do I know you from? Stand up. Where do I know you from? In the whole wide world, where have I seen you before?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Then I saw you and I care for you. How can not use you, not misuse you. Care for you only. From the where? Why? Why? It's supernatural. So, you see, when you don't notice these supernatural things, you see, you may have been oiled 1,000 times by bottles of oil. But I can only liken you to a Toyota engine. Whose engine oil is being changed. But like real anointing. Because not even one of the principal spices is noted on you. I don't mean inheriting positions of shepherding. Being called a shepherd by somebody. I'm talking about supernaturally. You are a shepherd. That's why when a shepherd wants to wrangleize, if a shepherd is going to wrangleize, like if you have churches and one of the pastors wants to run, if he's a real shepherd, the people will follow him. Yes. Because, look, you may say we are in Gublikop International. They say, look, where can we are Gublikop, Gibal Gibilo, or Bubuligabala Church? This man is looking after us. We don't know what you are talking about. We are going with him. Yeah. So if you don't teach loyalty, once the person has true shepherding gifts, they will follow him. People follow their shepherd. Sheep follow their shepherd. We don't know you. We are wherever you are, but we know this man. We know his voice. Every day we hear him. Look out for the principal spices. Now, the grace to begin. You see, I came to first love. I said, okay, I'm start all over again. I'm starting all over. Start all over. I said, no problem. Archbishop used to tell me all the time, you know, when we were having crisis in Kolekono, he used to say, you know, don't worry. It's what the fuck. Let them break this building. Let them do whatever. If the anointing is with you, God is with you, it will come all back. It will all come back. He used to say that when they attacked us in Kolekono, you know, when he would sit down with me and then You could say that I was quite heated. I used to say, let them do whatever they want to. If God is with you, it will all come back. Yeah. All come back. Let them do whatever they want to do. If you are arrested and you are put in prison, you are a shepherd. Before they realize, you see that the whole prison. You'll be doing your television broadcast from the prison. People say, come for healing. They'll all be coming to the prison. It's like, the prison will be like town. And those outside will be like, they'll be coming rather for. They'll be coming to prison. It's supernatural. Yeah. So look at yourself and ask yourself, do you have the shepherds? Like that principle, like it's a principle of spies. And it starts from the heart. I heard two pastors speak one time. He said, you know, he was in a country. Don't worry about which country. It could be this country, that country, whatever. But he was not in Ghana. But he was from Ghana. And he was talking about the people. Two different pastors. One in Ghana and one outside Ghana. But both Ghanaians. The one outside Ghana said the same thing like the other one said. He said, these people, they are somewhere, he was telling me. They are really somewhere, you see? They are like this and they are like this and they are like that. Then the other one, also the same thing. He said something like that, but then he was in a region that he's not from, in within Ghana, and he said the same thing. And for both of them, I said, look, until you like the people whom you are sent to, you are never a pastor. Wow. Yes, you have to like them and love them genuinely, not for money. If you listen, you see, there are many people here. Those of you who are Ghanaians, I know there are Nigerians here too. If you listen to Ghanaians talk about Nigeria, just as Nigerians also talk about Ghanaians. So please, sometimes it's this way, sometimes the other way. If you hear Ghanaians say something about Nigerians, they are like this, they do this, they do this. If you listen to Bishop Oyedepo preaching in Nigeria to his congregation, you will see a man who, he sees them as the best people. He doesn't see them as any, they are doing something wrong. No. He prays. You don't know which country it is. Say, you are the best. It's the people working for God. How God is going to bless. Oh, wonderful. Beautiful. You see, you can never have that grace. It starts from, you know, this morning I was telling, it starts from the binoculars. It's looking straight to your heart. If I send you to Nigeria and you don't love Nigeria and Nigeria, you will be there for a long time as an official pastor. But you cannot break through. You must like the people. You must love them. A good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. It's a good shepherd. I mean, if you are in this church, you can't help notice that I like the people. I like the children. I write songs for you. You can't you hear the songs? We have passed belovedosis long time. You should check my age and you see. But I write songs for you because I know it's the breakup of my life. We have finished relationship long time. Long time ago. Hurry up, propose to me. Oh, brother. Sister, it will be well with us. Marry me. Oh, I married long time ago. Almost 30 years. Don't listen to your friends. I write it for you. Yes. You can help notice it. If you look, you see, I don't need something from you. But I need your car. I don't need your car. Your money. You don't have a car. Your money. Your this. I know you. Eh? But you can see. You can hear it in the prayers. I've been praying for my prayers, they are lifting you above the dark clouds that are trying to swallow your legs. You need to check your life whether one of the principal spices has landed in your life. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just something you are doing. Look, every group of people have some way things go. Go to Uganda, go to Kenya, go to South Africa, go to Zimbabwe, go to Ghana, come to Cameroon. You will see different characteristics. You even wonder what type of people are. Look, till God supernaturally makes you love. You first love people, you think I don't know some of your things. Look, if I tell you some things I know about you, you'll be surprised that I know. Oh, it's true. No, I mean, I behave as if I don't know things. So I'll be walking and say, yeah. I know many things. Are you looking out for the spices in your life?
Yes.
So you have to start praising the Lord. Oil has been pouring over my head, but I'm in a spice. I mean, who's spice, you know? Let's come to the teaching. That day in Suhum in June 1980, he said, from today you can teach. That was when, you see, there was a download of a supernatural spice to teach. Yeah. And that's what I'm doing. It never ceases to surprise me when I meet people listening. Say, we are listening to the podcast. You are listening to my preaching. You are listening. Sometimes when I see myself preach, one of the things I don't like at all is when I hear myself preach, I say, turn it off. Hey, I know some people listen to themselves preaching. But it's so difficult for me. You know, and I'm always telling some kind of a story. And I realize that it's working. There's a power. There's a power in it. I tell you, there's something not natural. Yes. Sometimes people tell me, I'm so blessed by this message. And I remember them saying, really? You're blessed by this message? And I think to myself, hey, why was he blessed by this message? I know other messages, but this one, I don't think he should be blessed. But there's something in it. Some spice, some power, something in the oil. It's true. You see, people change their whole destiny and they say, I've resigned from my everything. I'm giving myself to the Lord. There's power. Yeah. There's power. You know, and you see, that is why you must seek for that thing to be on you. So I'm telling you, I don't want you to seek to be oiled. I want you to seek for the anointing with the principal spices of the anointing. Principal. From today you can teach. From today you can teach. Yes. Aha. When you look at my books, you see that. And one of the things you notice is that the title of the book is probably one of the only ones. Because there are some of the titles, there are others like it. But there are some that you can see that this is probably a strange book. Those Who Leave You. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I want you to start looking out for the signs. You see, one of the signs of the shepherd is that the flock increases. You know, when I had cows and they never became a lot. One day I took a decision, I'll kill all of you. You see, a good shepherd doesn't get up and kill all the things that you are looking. Even when you are frustrated. So I can see things can easily not grow under your hand. Because the spice and the real gift for things to grow under you is not there. The teaching, When the anointing to teach is on your life, you see, change lives. You see signs. One day I decided to check a test because I saw Rick Joyner said he wrote his book. There were two trees in the garden and he published it in America. He said, when I published, he wrote, I was reading a foreword of one of his other books. And when I published the book, there were two trees in the garden. He said, I started to get invitations to churches to speak. So I said, Lord, will anybody ever invite me who has not seen me before? But just read my book. Then it started to happen. I was I was invited to Germany. It was a huge church which everybody you know, Bonke, this, that, everybody has been to that church. When I first arrived, I read your book. I saw a book. I read it. And I wanted to come here. I was invited. That's one of the strange, different places. I've been invited. They've never seen me before. Never. Just reading a book. It shows the power in the book. He reads the book and said, yes, your ticket and everything. Fly to Germany now. The teaching. You see, I want every pastor and everyone who is interested in working for God to be aiming, not that I will pour oil. I've had people following me with bottle of oil. Please, anoint me with this oil. Then they give me oil. I shall anoint. I said, look, it's not about being oil, though. With oil. But the five main spices. And there are signs, there are supernatural signs that show you that it's there, it's working. It's working. Another one is, if you are invited again. Some people are invited and after they are invited, it's like, look, you know something? Thanks for coming. Don't come again. Rarely have I been invited anywhere I was not invited again. Actually, just one or two places. Sometimes I think about them. And I say to myself, why do you not invite me again? Why do you not invite me again? What do you mean? Because what they are saying is, don't call us, we'll call you. Don't call us, we'll call you. Don't call us, we'll call you. Forget. When we need you, we'll call you. You'll be invited many times. Principal spices. The main, you see, there are more. We talk about them, but these are the main ones. The pastor. The teacher. You see, even if you are preaching, you know, I always preach what people have preached. You can't find much original about me. Because I'm always learning from somebody and coming to download it on the people. You will not learn. I'll be learning. You are not learning it. I'm learning it. No matter where it is from, when that principal spice is on you, the people can feel it. They can feel it. They can feel it. They can feel it. They can feel it. It's teaching. Teaching is very powerful. Teaching is powerful. I'll show you Kenneth Hagin. Where's my phone? Somebody get my phone for me. Yeah, somebody get my phone for me. I'll show you. No, T, your phone is here. You got your phone. Yeah, give me your phone. Check your.
Okay, I got it. Give me glasses.
Yeah. Listen to this story. This is by Kenneth Hagin. He said, I preached for 9 years all I had was the evangelistic message. He said, I never preached anything else. I didn't have anything else. This Kenneth Hagin, his book. He said, but I remember one Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The year was 1943. I had been preaching since 1934. This is 9 years. I've been preaching for 9 years. I didn't have anything else to preach apart from evangelistic message. He said, I'd been lying down and I walked across the parsonage, living room, and into the kitchen for a drink of water. As I was coming back across the living room, you see, real pastors, they stay at home. He said they'll be walking the house at the room. Real pastors, anointed people, they stay in the house. Yeah. So he walked across. As I was coming across the living room, right in the middle of the room, something dropped down on me and inside me. Listen, it just clicked down on the inside of me like a coin drops inside a payphone. I stopped dead still. I knew what it was. It was a teaching gift. The anointing to teach had dropped inside me, and I said, listen, now I can teach. This, now I can teach. This is Kenneth Hagin's book called Understanding the Anointing. Yes, he said, it dropped down inside me, and I said, now I can teach. He had been evangelizing for 9 years. Yes. Yes. You see, one of the main spices came. And I want you to seek that, you know. You get what I'm saying? Yes. I want you to seek the major element. That's the element that gathers people. That works. That earns money. That earns money. You see, the lack of money is the lack of these things. These things have your job in it. When God dropped upon me, from today you can teach, I had my job for life. Yeah. Recently, a man from Paris came and said, look, everything, come, we pay for you. Come and have your conference. Everything we organize, we are paying for everything. Out of the blue. You see, the gift, it pays for itself. Your poverty is related to the lack of this particular thing. It's true. Are you still around?
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. Is it beautiful? Your poverty is related to the lack of one of these major spices. Principal spices. Or your lack of association with somebody who has one of the principal spices. Yes. Evangelism. You see, somebody sent me a video. One time I was preaching at Collegon and I started to cry and I was saying, you know, I'm sorry I don't have any message. You see, the message of salvation, you see, is supernatural. It is, if you ask me, what's your favorite message? If you like, come to a crusade. Come and sit at a crusade. That's when you see, you understand it. Salvation message. I can preach in different ways. Different ways about salvation. Pure salvation. Pure salvation. My best message is about salvation. My favorite. I preach about loyalty out of the need to preach about and to fight orangus. But if you want to know what is the best message, it's that Christ died for us. Beautiful. Before the evangelistic anointing, the mantle of Bonke came on me, I found it a waste of money to have crusades. But when that mantle came on me, not only do I not find it a waste of money, I find it the most important, urgent thing to be doing, and I have more support for it. Supernaturally. Sometimes you wonder, hey, Ghana, you are operating in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Senegal, Mali, all over the world. With people working there, all over the world working. Beautiful. Receive the principal. Listen, young people, I beg you, we don't need official appointees. We need men that are genuinely anointed. Principal spices are there. You don't need a semen without a sperm. You can have it 1,000 times in you. You'll never be pregnant. True. Semen without a sperm, you can have sex 1,000 times, but it will not, never work. You need the principal element in it. The prophet. You see, it's one of the main spices, prophet. And now I notice more of the prophetic force in my teaching. More prophetic, the force of the prophecy. You see, and I can see myself forcing dry bones to wake up. A lot of you are dry bones and you are coming alive by force. So when I'm preaching and I'm teaching, I'm not just explaining, but I am declaring and proclaiming over you. Even this morning when I saw it, I have missed you, so I have to prophesy more. Prophecies. Yes. Yes. And as I'm doing that, I'm fighting things in the spirit. One time I was in the church and I said, receive something. There was a lady at the back. She named her child. I think she named her child after me. Receive. She was on the right side here. Not here. The other. An injection into her soul. She could not have a child. She had a child. It was, I always remember that. The spoken word. Yes. You know, and there's real power. Yeah. The other day I was at a crusade. And my security guard, you see him here, that big guy. I walked to him and I said, so he somersaulted backwards. He was there to guard. The power that came on him, he somersaulted. And it was something on the stage. It took about 8 people. Yes. To come. He was totally knocked off. And I know every time I'm moving on the stage, he's afraid because what happened to him. Yes. He somersaulted backwards. And he was in a coma. And he was carried away. He's there to be on guard. He was totally knocked off. Yes. Power. Power. Supernatural power. And these are not acting. These are not actors. I hear there are some people that are giving money to come on stage to say that they were healed. Like there are some, there are actors that come and say, I was sick. They pay them to come. I've never heard of such a thing in my ministry. By God's grace. Power. Yes. So not only am I explaining, but I'm now declaring. And you must receive them. So many dry bones, it's going to take a big power to change the dry bones into a living person. What can be done about so many cases? So many problems. I want you to seek for the principal spices of the anointing. When I pray on these 5 lines always, and 5 others. I won't tell you because they are not, it's not your, it doesn't concern. I pray the shepherd mantle, the apostle, the power to build churches. Recently, we had a data for Ghana. The top churches, according to the buildings. Top churches. You see, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked when you see the figures. It's not as you think. Although we are one of the top, but you can see that it takes a great power to build apostolic work. James McEwan, the great apostolic anointing on him. It's amazing, such a man, eh? No, you can't read a story about him even. There's no book about him. But his churches, he has the higher, more than 1,000 churches, more than Methodist, Presby, Catholic, or he has stretched them by far, Pentecost. He's far ahead. Real underground churches in Ghana. I'm talking about physical buildings. Nobody comes near. Apostolic power. A power that is working after he's dead. We saw him when we were in Lagos. He's dead and gone. He's working. Now these five powers are available for he that seeketh, findeth. He that asketh, receiveth. And he that knocketh, the door shall be opened unto you. Receive it. Walk in it. Experience it. In Jesus' name. It's a principal spice. May you always be connected to one of these principal spices. Yes. Be connected. Be connected. Now listen. I want you to seek for real things. You know, one of the things that keeps me going, I'm always trying to see whether I'm really a pastor. Am I really a teacher? Am I really an author? Am I really an apostle? Really, I mean, is it true or I'm just saying words and, you know, it's like I'm forcing it. It's a title. If I am seeking to know whether I am a real one, what about you? I pray and I say, Lord, at this stage, this is the number of people that should be coming to feed from the grass that I'm providing for them. This is the number. This is the number. Nothing less than this number. And I always sometimes apologize for what I do. I'm back. I'm back with my issues. Your money is in it. Your car is in it. Your everything is in it. The day that I received from today, you can. That was it. I am satisfied for life. I need not even go to any job again. It's true. Nowhere. Which job? For life. My car is outside. When I spark, it works. I can play even music. Even air conditioning. What? Whilst you are walking, you'll be driving soon. Amen. You will be driving soon.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. It pains secular workers when they see us at certain places. It's true. This is why are you sitting in the first class? Why are you sitting in the first class? Why are you sitting in the business class? The type of spice that is downloaded from heaven. The type of gift. It lifts you. It's when I see people say, there's no job. You can't compare being a doctor to having like a real shepherd's anointing. There's no comparison. It's like being a king and being a clerk in some office. Real prophet. And people despise all these prophets and so. Look, say this, many of these prophets, they see real visions. Who? Real visions. You see people giving them hammer, jaguar, this, they've lined it up in the house for them. Range Rovers, what have you. They just pour on them gifts because the value that they are to them is so much. And it may hurt you. It may pain you. But it's called skin pain. Pain in the skin. Yeah. And I want to say, you know, some of you, you've been to university and all that. Some of these prophets, they have never been to school, but you see, the spice It makes them overtake you by, you see educated people attending and obeying, kneeling down. Whatever they say, they do it. Excuse me to say that even some of them do immoral things, but because of the spice, because the anointing is different from purity. Yeah. The gift and calling is without repentance. So some of them are doing even immoral things, but the gift, it works. Today marks a new vision in your life. Where you are going to seek for the five principal spices. Oh, start to look. Is there something real prophet? That's why I rarely call myself a prophet. Yeah. But after some time, you can't even resist. Because you can see that the sign of a prophet that he declares it and it's happening practically. Because I'm always searching. Am I a real pastor? Am I a real teacher? Am I a real evangelist? Yes. You are going to carry at least in your lifetime one of these principal spices. Father, thank you for the blessing. Just thank God right now for the anointing, the blessing of the principal spices. What is in the oil for you? Jesus. Lord, as we come to the end of this service, we are grateful. What is in the oil? 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 Shandolama sadolama kabaradala baba. What is in the oil? What is in the oil? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Showing us. Lift your hand. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you. You gave some apostles. Some of them, you gave them a gift to be a prophet. Some you gave evangelists. Some you gave pastors. Some you gave teachers. Spread these gifts on the people standing here tonight. In 40 years' time, let there be no one who can dispute the fact that the gift of God, the principal gifts, was deposited in any of these ones here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open the eyes of those you've called to be prophets. Touch the hearts of those you've called to be evangelists. Anoint the understanding of those you've called to be teachers. Touch the hearts of the shepherds and pastors. And strengthen the foreheads of those you have called to be apostles. That they may build and go forward. That nothing will hold them back from the mighty purpose of God. Lord, from today we lift our eyes and our hearts. We are seeing clearly, Lord, the principal spices. Touch. Touch. Receive it, touch. Receive it, touch. Receive a touch. A touch of the Lord. The Lord himself anoint you. The Lord himself bless you. The Lord himself oil you with his holy anointing oil. With the principal gifts and spices. What is in the oil? May you preach. May you prophesy. May you speak. May you look after the Lord's inheritance. May you be like Jesus and say, He has anointed me to preach the gospel. Your preaching is declared nice preaching from today. Your preaching is declared beautiful preaching from today. Your preaching is declared oiled and gifted teaching from today. Your apostolic mantle is strengthened today in Jesus' name. Your power to lay block upon block, block upon block, building upon building is upon you in the name of Jesus. The principal evidence of the principal spices is declared your portion today in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see tongues, oiled tongues. The words coming from your mouth are anointed words. The words coming from your mouth are anointed words. The words coming from your mouth are anointed words. Beautiful words, pure words. Your heart, out of your heart is coming love and care. Love and care, love and care, love and care. Your eyes are anointed to see. Your eyes are wells, wells of visions, wells of visions. Your ears are anointed, audio visions, visions of the ear, openings of the ears to hear the voices of God, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Spirit. Your hands are the hands of a shepherd, rubbing the sheep, rubbing the sheep. Your hands are the hands of care and power. Your hands are anointed hands. I see the wool upon your neck, the mantle of the shepherd, the mantle of the shepherd, the mantle of the shepherd, feeding the sheep. Feeding the sheep, your flocks are growing bigger. Your flocks are getting bigger. The principal gifts are noticed in your life and ministry. The principal callings are noticed in your life. The prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the soul winner, La Fitello, Shindele Sapoli Madova, Mikayela Metalabados Katabala. You are declared anointed. Spice of God, the spice of the anointing is declared upon you. It's visible, it's noticeable, it's feelable. It is there, it is there, it is there for all to see. It is there, it is there. The spice, the gift, the gift, the five gifts, they are there, they are there, they are there. Balo Sampelama, Balo Dalama Shimbala Bakabala Dali Mamada. Yes, yes. What is in the oil? What is in the oil? Your weakness is covered by the oil. The gift covers your weakness. The gift covers your failures. The gift takes over your life. The gift covers your lack of education. The gift covers your past. The gift covers your failures. The gift provides for you. The gift gives you money. The gift gives you something to do. The gift sends you places. The gift puts you in a car. The gift puts you in a plane. The gift puts you in a ship. The gift takes you across the seas. The gift takes you higher. The gift takes you up. The gift takes you to the clouds. The gift takes you over the mountains. The gift takes you across the rivers. The gift takes you across the plains. The gift makes you walk through deserts. The gift makes you stand by the sea and plant and flourish. The gift causes you to eat. The gift causes you to drink. The gift causes you to flourish. The gift causes you to survive. The gift of God. The gift of God. The gift of God. The gift of God. The principal gifts. The principal gifts. The principal gifts. The principal gifts. They are yours. They are yours. He gave gifts. They are given already. It's not what you are now seeking. They are given. Therefore, receive them now. Walk in them. He has provided all things. He is faithful who called, who will also do it. Thank you. In 40 years from now, there will be no question or discussion of your life, whether you were gifted or not. For all men will see that a generation of the anointed have come to pass in the earth today. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Jesus. So why do I say 40 years? Because it takes a whole generation to see the gift in its full manifestation. It would take a whole lifetime to see the gift in its fullest manifestation. Your whole life will have to pass for you to see the fullness of the type of gift that was given to you when gifts were being distributed. So, faithfulness will be needed. Persistence will be necessary. The heart of the long distance runner will be needed for you to fulfill your ministry and the call of God on your life. Years will go by. Sometimes there will be little to show. But in the end, you begin to come through. You begin to come to the front. Your pace will quicken. You'll begin to speed up. People who thought you were last will notice you in the middle. People who wrote you off will be forced to read about you. Instead of reading news, you'll start making news. God will bless your efforts. I see child soldiers. They are boys, but they grow up. Initially they are wearing uniform like they are playing, but they grow up. You will grow, says the Lord, and you will be mighty armed servants in the house of the Lord. Dangerous. Fighting for the name of Christ. Wickedness is going to increase. Wickedness. There will be no country without evil and wickedness. Those who travel seeking greener pastures will only go and find more evil. But those who travel because the Lord has sent them will find good things. Good things. the house of the Lord. Therefore, stop seeking greener pastures and start seeking the Lord and what He has purposed for you. Let your hunger and thirst be turned towards the gift. Search for the gift, the principal gift. Thirst for it. My soul thirsteth after thee in a dry place. Pazimo Shigabos Palana. Receive it. Don Pazendo Zambem Bunzembam Bambe de Gebris. What you don't seek is what you get. Don't seek it. Don't seek earthly things. Seek heavenly things. Heavenly gifts. And God will establish you. Father, thank you for your blessing on all those of us here tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Many Sunday evenings we've been in church, prophesying and preaching many times. But everyone who is part of these meetings is part of your future, your destiny. Your destiny in the Lord. Principal gift. Principal gift. Principal gift. That's how you should seek. Principal gift. Not money. Not money. Supposing you have a lot of oil and there's no spice in it. Huh? You got a very little something. You got a lot of oil and like there was just a very small part of one of the spices. You got very small. Most oil and a little spice. Your spice level is going higher after this meeting. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe in the bright future that is being prophesied over there? There's a new wave of missions coming up. Missions. To the world, to the ends of the world. Many of you are going to be in different countries, different places, serving the Lord. Yeah. Give me an offering basket. I want to ask, you know, we are about to fix our air conditioner. Those people who have left the church because it's hot, they will all be back soon. And they'll be ashamed that they left us. We said that we make them sit at the back. They left us because of the heat. Our church is going to be one of the coolest churches. Do you believe in miracles? Let's take an offering. You want to give 100 CDs? Come and hold the basket. I wonder those who want to give 100. Maybe want to give towards our air conditioner. Somebody is already giving something, but we need more support. It's going to cost thousands, but we are king's kids. We have everything. Yeah, boy. If you are here tonight, you want to give at least 100 CDs. Father, bless the givers tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Quickly, we are closing in a minute. We're closing. All right, get ready to close. Beautiful. Can I have 2 more baskets right here, please? Now, you can give 1,000. The fact that I said 100 doesn't mean you have to give 100. But whatever the Lord touches your life. It's beautiful. 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 Do you people believe in the anointing? You know why people miss the spices? They look at other things. So, this guy is educated, is this, but it's none of those things. That's why God makes us have the anointing. He uses every idiot, educated, all are used. You can't even know who he's using. Because you say, I'm very educated. My doctor is not, I didn't buy it. It's a real doctor. What a blessing. Now, many of us here don't have 100 seats, but you can give 50 seats. Quickly come as we close. Very quickly. Let God touch your heart. Beautiful. 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 You are nice. You say amen.
Amen.
I said you are nice. Now, this is where everybody gets involved. 20 Ghana cedis. Now, anybody here with difficulty to give 20 Ghana cedis, lift your hand. Let me pray a special prayer for you. Father, whatever the difficulty is, I curse that difficulty in Jesus' name. I command the difficulty to vanish in Jesus' name. Amen. You don't have 20 cedis, but you have something. Come and put it as though you are sowing 20 cedis. Say, Lord, consider this as 20 cedis. It is not up to 20, but all those I prayed for, come quickly. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. Just whatever you have, just put it in. You will not be in difficulty again. Let's have some more baskets on the other side and on the other side. So please, when you come forward, don't go back. Hello? 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 Pass this way, please. Pass somewhere else. Don't go down the aisle because it's blocking everybody. Go round to the other side, please, and come back. I'm counting up to 10. The offering is finished. 1, 2, 3, 4. Climb up the stairs and then go. Climb up the stairs and go. 5, 6, 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5. Don't spoil the balloons, oh. 9, 9.1, 9.2, 9.3, 9.4. Your opportunity to give is getting finished. 9.5. 9.6.9.7, 9.8, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, 9.99, Now, anybody who hasn't yet given an offering, lay hands on the person to receive deliverance from poverty. In Jesus' name. And after that, ask the person, what do you need? I want to see how I can help you. Do you know that once you come to this church, you cannot be poor? Why can you not be poor? Because the power of God is over your life. Yes. So gradually, your life is turning in the right direction. Yes, you may come as a poor man, as a poor student, but gradually, you see a change practically in your life. In Jesus' name. If you haven't given an offering, you want to give, come now because we're closing. What a beautiful offering. Father, thanks for blessing everyone here with beautiful gifts as we present this offering. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to give by phone too, you just put it on your phone and you come, you touch the basket with your phone and you go back. Please, all these are the numbers. Give. Mostly you must be tending towards giving by phone. Yes. Just come with. Don't sit there with your phone and be sending this. You have to get up with your phone and touch the basket. It's a supernatural thing. Alright? So you enjoy the beauty of giving. Enjoy that you actually gave something in the house of the Lord. Just come, touch it with your phone and go back. Beautiful. Beautiful. Tell your neighbor, this week, all you've been waiting for a long time is going to happen. In Jesus' name. And don't come when you haven't given the money holding your phone. People will think you are giving, but actually you haven't given. Hey, it's getting worse. Father, thanks for your blessing for everyone that gave today. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, Bishop Saki, to bring us a greeting.
Wow. Hallelujah. I think I'm so overcome by these meetings. So real, so real. The power of God is tangible. And we really want to thank God for such an amazing gift. Amen. And a great blessing. And I just came to say happy birthday to Daddy. Amen. I want to thank God so much. You have seen him before I've seen him, so I've come also to add my happy birthday wishes, and I pray that he will live very long. Very, very long. Amen. And he will have, by the time God is calling him home, he would have had more than 100,000 pastors coming out of his loins. Amen. But it's a great blessing and a joy to be here. The freshness of the atmosphere is so real. Meetings that it pains you when it's ending. It's like, how can meetings like this end? It's a blessing. And I believe that God will give us grace and more life. Each word that is spoken over our lives, let keep soaking in it over and over and over again. I don't have the privilege of hearing Bishop preach as I used to every Sunday morning. But every Monday, I have my quiet time with the message that you preach on Sunday. So that is my Monday morning quiet time. So I may not hear him preach live on Sunday morning, but Monday morning I am blessed and refreshed by the word, and it always keeps me going. I pray that we'll never lose out on the grace that is in the house. Thank you very much, Bishop. I'm blessed indeed.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.